Hey everyone, this is Kevin.
And Alyssa.
And you're listening to Generation Gap. What's up everyone? This is Kevin. Of course I got my co-host Alyssa here, and we're recording this a little bit late on Sunday night, but it's Labor Day weekend, so I mean we're off today, which is Monday, and Alyssa seems a little tired tonight. We wanted to start by kind of like explaining what was going on, why our episodes kind of stopped, and we were supposed to do the one last episode in the season. We decided to go ahead and give y'all that now. I know it's late, but right after we published the last episode, then the whole family came down with COVID.
Yeah.
It was pretty nasty. I'm going to say that Alyssa started it because she had a nosebleed in my truck.
I did not start it.
Well, hey, you started coughing before everybody else.
Okay, well, I'm pretty sure.
And then while you were coughing and everything, then I took her to work and she wound up getting a nosebleed in my truck and then everybody got sick. So I'm going to like blame this on like a monkey type pandemic, kind of like in Planet of the Apes. Mm-hmm. And people start bleeding and then all of a sudden everybody gets infected, so I'm going to blame it on you. But no, we all caught COVID. I mean, we were down for, you know, 2 weeks straight. I'm not going to say they had it easier than me because they were just as fatigued and whatnot. And, you know, they've kind of had lasting symptoms, but, I was bedridden the entire 2 weeks. I could not get up. I could not move. If I did, I would be out of breath like almost immediately. I was on an inhaler and some antibiotics and all sorts of other stuff that it was a horrible, horrible time for me. And I just don't wish that on anybody. I wound up losing like 22 pounds throughout the entire ordeal. But you know, it was an experience that, you know, I would not like to repeat. But however, during that time, we just sold a house and we were in the process of getting out of that house. Like the second that COVID hit, we had like a week to get out.
Yeah.
So my poor wife and Lissa and my sister-in-law, who I am very grateful for, they moved basically the whole house, because I mean I would grab a box, I would move 10 feet, I'd be out of breath and have to sit down. I could not do anything, so that didn't make me feel very good. Did you enjoy moving everything, Lissa?
No.
No.
No. I was supposed to be the one laying.
Well, there was nobody that's going to be chilling. Let's get that straight.
Well,
like you were at least going to be helping, but not to the extent that you had to.
I was over there sitting in the back of the truck. It was raining, pouring rain. Me almost falling out of the truck. It was like, no. Covering myself in the towel, making sure other cars don't see me. That was very dramatic.
Yeah, we had a storage unit right down the street from our house, so they did some stuff that I couldn't really even supervise because, like I said, I was stuck in bed. I couldn't do nothing.
Yeah, me and my mom were doing...
They were doing all the...
lifting.
And during that time, Lissa acquired a new nickname. She is now Alyssa Big Dog Johnson. And I told her, she's a big dog, what am I? And she said, apparently I'm a giant dog.
Huge dog.
Oh, huge dog. There you go. I'm a huge dog. So, but yeah, in the week since, we were, you know, hopping... We were waiting for our new apartment to become available. We had everything going for it. We were just waiting for background checks and, you know, the normal paperwork that you had going on. So we were apartment hopping. So, I mean, we couldn't really do anything there. I mean, if we were to make a recording, you'd have a just kids screaming everywhere in the background. We were all in a hotel together, and you know, it's pretty crazy. Yeah. And finally we got our apartment, you know, another week or two, and it actually took longer than we thought, because it's supposed to be just a week, and then we were supposed to be able to move into our new apartment, but the apartments kind of like dragged their feet a little bit too much, and we wound up staying in hotels for like a week, almost 2 weeks. It was like a week and 5 days, something like that. And then eventually I was getting tired of it, so I decided to drive over there and give them a piece of my mind. And the second, like right before I pulled into the parking lot, then they called me and let me know that we were approved. So I rushed and went and got the deposit, and you know, here we are. So we finally got in here. It took us a little while to move in, so you know, there's that. That took a while in itself. We had to get the storage unit cleared out and everything like that. And now we're finally set back up in the new apartment. So we thought it'd be time to at least give you guys that last episode that we kind of promised y'all.
Yeah.
So that being said, what are we talking about today, Alyssa?
What we learned from each other.
What we learned. What we can take away from this season. Because regardless of the fun we've had, regardless of the topics and, you know, this and that, really this podcast is more of like a learning podcast. Like I've said from the beginning, I want it to be like something that could bridge the gap between our generations. Like, I want you to learn kind of where I came from, and I want to know where you're coming from. So, I mean, I feel like I've learned a lot of stuff from you about y'all's generation that, like, I didn't really know exactly. I mean, yeah, I kind of learned it in passing, but not really like went in debt. Yeah. But I mean, now at least I know a little bit more. What do you think your favorite episode was?
The slang words.
The slang words? That was our first episode. Why is that one your favorite?
It was funny.
It was funny? I mean, that is actually our most viewed episode to date. I really enjoyed it too. I thought it was pretty fun. It was funny. It was everything that you kind of want for a pilot episode. But it taught me a lot too. Like I didn't know what some of those words mean, and now I do know what some of them mean. But that doesn't mean I like them. I know when you be walking around looking at food or whatever that you like, and you're all like, man, I'm gonna eat that. It's bussin', and I'm just like, God, I hate that word. It just sounds so stupid. Like it does.
It's gonna become a habit.
Well, you're not the only one either. All your brothers started doing it, and like, you know, the whole it's cap stuff and
cap.
No cap, and you know things like that, like. You know, the whole difference between like what we're doing, and I mean about like what we did, like the way we talked and the way y'all talk now, is we already had our time. We had our slang words, we talked, we went about our lives, but the difference is now excuse me.
Bless you.
Bless me. I coughed.
Bless you.
Oh, well, thank you. But no, now really, like the big takeaway that you have now is that y'all still use all these slang words. So it's like, yeah, I had my slang words, I experienced that, but you never experienced the stuff that I experienced. But I'm experiencing like all your stuff.
Yeah, because I wasn't born.
It's like one-sided, you know.
Because I wasn't born.
Well, yeah, no, but that's what I'm saying. Like, I experienced that, and now I'm experiencing this. You didn't have to experience what I did, though.
Yeah.
Just like, whenever you have kids, you're going to come out with new slang words, and you're going to be going through it, and then you're going to be giving them your slang words, and they're going to be like, they're like, what the heck does bussin' mean? Like, come on. You know what I mean?
No.
I don't know. Honestly, like, kind of... I know it wasn't as related. I mean, the actual like episodes that we talked about and whatnot. I like the cell phone episode that we did, where we talked about the development of cell phones and like kind of the history on what how they came to be. Like, I learned a lot of information on that one. Like, I didn't know that they had the first cell phone that had 30 minutes of talk time and took a year to charge. Like, can you imagine that?
I would literally die.
Like, you're on your phone, like, every day, all day. I mean...
Not all day.
Well, not...
school!
If you didn't have school, I saw how it happened during summer. And even if you weren't on your phone talking to somebody or playing on Snapchat or TikTok or whatever, then you were on your phone watching Netflix. You know, it's constantly going. Like, it's a really pivotal part of your day. It's a tool that you use every day of your life. And back then, they didn't have to do any of that, you know. What do you think you learned from me this season? What's the one thing that stands out to you that you're just like, man, that was kind of crazy? Like,
what was about the phone?
The phone was like the biggest thing with you?
Yeah.
That was the biggest thing for you, huh? It was the phone.
Well, I don't remember all the episodes because I have really bad memory. But, yeah, the phones. And like how...
What about the pastimes? Like the way that we used to hang out and, you know, we'd tell our moms like, hey, we're going out to go play with friends, and she'd just have to hope that we're somewhere within earshot, to where whenever she's like, hey, it's dinner time and you better be within earshot, or she starts worrying or whatever. But I mean, that a lot
what
of that
was the electronics stuff that was.
A lot of the electronics was crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it did seem like it was a different time back then. I mean, you definitely talk to more people face to face than you do nowadays. You know, that there's a lot of stuff that, you know, like we kind of covered a lot of it in our technology episode. I don't think you were in that one. I think that was with the boys. Mm-hmm. But, you know, like even something as simple as a cash register and a cashier, you know, you just go in, you talk to your cashier, and how's your day? Pretty good. How are you? You know, this and that, paper or plastic, whatever. You know, like you're at least having like some sort of conversation. Now you walk into the store, everything's self-checkout, robots letting you know, like, thank you for shopping at so-and-so. And you're just like, you don't have to have any human interaction at all. You just grab your stuff, go to a robot,
and
check out, and you're
for
gone.
Self-checkout.
You're grateful for self-checkout?
Yes.
I don't know. I mean, in the big box stores, I guess I can kind of see that. I'm kind of grateful for it too. But, you know, like some of those little mom and pop shop type things, like back when I lived in Shallow Water, it's like a real small store. So it's like everybody knew everybody in that town. So it's like you go into the store, then you'd have like actually like in-depth conversations with your cashier because you know who they are.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, it's pretty cool. I mean, I liked it. But, you know, I really enjoyed this season. Like I said, I mean, I hate to repeat myself, but I mean, I kind of repeated myself a lot, but yeah, I really enjoyed it and I really learned a lot, you know. But the sad part is, you know, this is probably not going to be a very long episode. We kind of decided, you know, Lissa, she's got a lot of stuff going on between her high school sports and her club sports and her education and, you know, trying to hang out with her friends with whatever little time she has, you know. We've kind of like come to the decision that we may not be returning this next season. I enjoyed it and I'm so thankful for everybody that's listened. It's really been great. I liked everyone's feedback. I liked everyone that said, hey, I really enjoyed that episode. I thought you guys were funny.
I was funny.
You were funny, not me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, you were funny in the sense that not ha-ha, she said something funny, but ha-ha, what a dumb...
Anyway,
I'm just joking. But no, but yeah, I mean, on a serious note, I mean, we've had a lot of fun. The main reasons I wanted to do this, you know, of course, like I said, it's a learning thing, but the other thing is, like, I really wanted to have something that, you know, my daughter can remember for years. You know, so, like, you know, even in the event that, like, you know, down the road I pass on or whatever, and, you know, she just misses me, then this is a record. It's something that you can go back and you can listen to, and you can hear my voice, you can hear me and you talking together and have a memory. And that's one of the biggest things that I really wanted to take away from this when we started this. Well, I'm not trying to make it sad. I'm just saying. I'm not making it sad. I'm just telling you.
You're making it sad. You're like, you have something to remember me. Yes. By this podcast when I pass away.
When I'm dead and gone, you can listen to my voice again.
Like, come on now. You're going to live until you're 120, okay?
I don't know if I'm going to live till I'm 120.
Well, you are.
I don't really want to live till I'm 120. I'd probably just be like a shriveled up grape in a wheelchair. Just being sitting there going, help me, help me. But no, I was like, for real though, I mean, it's really nice to have something. You know, this is another thing your generation kind of got right. These podcasts, they're real fun to do. Yeah, they're a little time consuming, but... You know, I enjoyed it a lot, and like we said, you're not coming back next season, but I do plan on coming out next season. But it's no longer gonna be Generation Gap. You know, I was thinking about doing it with the boys, but you know, they're kind of standoffish. They don't really talk as much. Like, I enjoyed having them, and I'll probably have them on future episodes of what I plan on doing, but. For the most part, I mean, I don't...
They're just not like me, guys. They're just not like me.
Yeah, they're just not as talkative and annoying as she is.
You know what?
No, I plan on doing something it's kind of going to be kind of like a story time type scenario. Like, I want to put together some short stories and read them to my audience. And then I would like to have an open email or, you know, some sort of mail device, I guess you could say.
Mail device,
you know, email, like, you know, Facebook, you know, whatever. Just some way to get me a message and, you know, have the viewers, like, send me in their stories. Like if you want to write a short story, or you already have written a short story, or you just got something out there that you want people to hear. Like, you want me to read it, let people know what's going on. I mean, not let people know what's going on. Read it to the people and everything, and then I was just going to kind of give a little bit of a synopsis and a little bit of a critique on it, kind of let people know what I thought about it. You guys are free to critique anything that I write. I take the criticism pretty well, but...
So what kind of short stories?
Any short stories. We can do horror, we can do romance, we can do comedy.
I'll write you a short horror story.
You're going to write me a short horror story?
Yes.
Well, what am I going to do with the other, like, 25, 30 minutes of the episode? You're going to write, like, a page long. You'll be like, it took me 30 minutes to write. I thought it'd take you 30 minutes to read.
Well,
yeah, but you know, English is my passion. I really enjoy writing. I need to do it more. I'm just too lazy. That's just a problem. I just get a little bit too lazy. But
it's okay. It happens to the best of us.
anything you want to tell all the viewers, you know, since you're leaving, let everybody know.
Yeah, I know y'all miss me, but just have a lot of stuff going on right now, and wish I could continue this, but sadly I won't, but y'all enjoy my dad's company.
Enjoy my dad's company. You know, I just thought about it.
What?
I don't believe that we have a dad joke of the day prepared. Oh, and there comes the phone. She gonna find one quick. But no, like I said, this is gonna be a lot shorter of an episode, you know.
It's 20 minutes.
I know, it's 20 minutes.
It's 20 minutes.
Normally we go 30-something. You know, we're going to cut it a little bit short. I just really wanted to explain everything to everybody. Kind of do a little bit of a summary of kind of like what we learned or, you know, what we thought about this season. And let everybody know what's going to happen with you, what's going to happen with me. But like I said, like... You guys mean the world to us. Like, I'm so excited. I know, you know, there's podcasts out there that you look at and they're sitting on thousands of views. You know, you have everybody listening to their podcast. And, you know, this podcast is small. I mean, that's just kind of how it is. I mean, I do have a few loyal viewers. I know my mom listens every week. I know, you know, Mama and Nan listen every week. I can for sure tell you that my good friend Damien listens too. He comments anytime that we put anything on Facebook or anything, any updates, he's on it. But you know, it's viewers like that. I mean, there's so many of y'all. Like, I could sit here for another 30-minute episode just labeling off the people that have you know, commented, supported, you know, whatever. And, I mean, it's just too many to name. But I am truly thankful for everybody that has taken time out of their day to listen to me and Lissa ramble on about, you know, nonsense. So, from the bottom of my heart, thank you. But I would love to see you guys on my new podcast. I will be updating information on my Facebook page, letting everybody know what it's going to be, when it's going to be.
What's the tea?
Yeah.
The tea.
Spill. Oh, I want everybody to spill the tea.
Spill the tea.
You better bring a mat, rag for mop up, or, you know, because it's going to be a lot of spilt tea.
Oh my God. Never mind. We're done with the spill of tea.
But yeah, so I guess without further ado, with our, you know, quote unquote fully prepared dad joke of the day that we've had prepared for forever now, you know, because I mean, it's not like Lissa just found one on her phone and she's over there all looking all giddy and stuff, like she's ready to tell it right now. But we're gonna go ahead and we're gonna give you the dad joke of the day.
This is the most basic one ever.
The most basic one ever? You're looking for really good ones and you look like you were laughing, like you like really found one, and now you're just like, it's basic. It's just a basic joke. Like, okay. It's nothing funny. It's just basic.
Why is dark spelled with a K and not a C?
Why is that?
Because you can't see in the dark.
What?
That's too funny. Because you can't see it. Bro, I'm too funny. I'm too funny.
We're gonna miss those dad jokes.
So, I know, I always came up with the best ones.
No, I feel like I came up with the best ones.
My best one was the bike one.
I thought the scarecrow one was the funniest one.
What was that one?
You said, why did the scarecrow get promoted? Because he was outstanding in his field.
Yeah.
I think that was the best one.
Yeah.
But yeah, like the klutzy, like dumb humor that I was telling you about that people think of you, like when we had that episode with Nanny.
Oh.
And she's like, I didn't get it. What's the punchline? I was like, yeah, let's just say the punchline again. And you're like, what's a punchline?
I didn't even know what a punchline was.
So, you know, things like that. But, you know, the outro today, we just want to thank you again. Thanks for listening. Feel free to leave any comments or anything on our Facebook page, or, you know, you can Facebook me directly. And I guess we will see you guys later.
Bye, guys.
We'll see y'all.